Good morning and welcome to Odd World by Mai, and it's my podcast, okay? This morning, just like all over the place, I've been outside, which I wish I didn't go. Right away, I heard something that it wasn't even on the news, that a man was like brutally attacked not far from here. And how we never get nothing, concerning our black newspapers, whatever, or our area. I don't know why the people do that. That's really, like, puzzling. And it's been puzzling to me for quite some time now. Ooh, what is this? It's not good. So, you hear? Constantly sirens. And before, when I went to look for a job, whatever, I had to go find a job, and the old jobs is in my hand. And now if somebody want me to go to work to my hand, and they can forget about it, because until they find who did this thing to this girl, how they gonna prove it, who did it, because that guy not gonna admit it, whoever he is. That's what I know. Why, how, what, where, when. The woman got shot in the head, in the middle of Manhattan. She was crossing the street, and the man in black came out and shot her in the back of her head. Like, what a woman with a child and a stroller can do to somebody. Like, I want to speak nice about the city, but I don't have nothing nice to say. I'm sorry. Came over here from another different continent to just like see what's going on, like just go away from wherever the fuck I was at, thinking it was gonna be better than where I was at, to come to a place where it's new. I can't say it's better for me if it's not better for that lady that just got killed like that. I don't say it's good. I cannot go and lie to people. That's why I don't get it. Oh yeah, that's the morning thoughts, bro. So, I'm going to do something real quick, and I will continue this. Don't think I'm leaving you. Alright. I do have, like, newspapers. So I can tell you, like, I will go over it, from the front page, whatever. I will read you, like, the titles and whatever, and some articles I will not get into depth with them, just like ones that we need to stay aware, you know, the ones awareness we're gonna do, nothing like too much politics, just if it's something politics, it's gonna be just a headline, that's it, so that you know, pretty much that's what I do. And also, going forward, I believe today or tomorrow, I will start episode with a book that I will read for my son. I actually never in my life read a high school American book. So I didn't read not a one page, just the front, you know, cover. So I'm going to like leave that for us. You know, like when I'm reading it the first time, I want you to hear it also the first time too. So it's a good thing. It's a good book. A winner of the Nobel Peace Prize. So it's a good thing that I have this on my podcast. Which only thing, I don't think I'm gonna have it. Let me see. Do they have a copyright? Because if something like is historical, I don't think it should be having copyright. But I think yes, it do. So what I will have to do, I will have to contact these people. And it's published 2006. And it's from 1958. So I think this could be, I could use this because it's 1958 year. Pretty much, yeah. Because they say everything under 1970, you can just take it and you can do whatever, whatever, but I'm not quite sure. Anyway, a lot of times when I do something like that and read somewhere, I do not like their expression and stuff. And it's like something that's written is not the way you say it, so I change it. So it can't. The only thing is, it didn't say like you can't. What I said in the book, you can't look at it and redo it or something like that. I forgot the word for it, but I think you get me. So bear with me, and I will talk to you. Only 2 minutes, alright? I'll be right back. So, I'm still here. So, it starts like this. Police hunt stroller killer. Baby's dad sought for questioning and mom's execution. Speed cams go on 24/7, August 1. Devices also target red light violators. Cameras will be keeping an eye out for red light running or speeding drivers all day and night. Getting caught will cost you $50. Stay put, kibosh on crypto mining operation in Albany. New York officials deny a renewal permit Thursday for a controversial upstate crypto mining operation. The Department of Environmental Conservation said the fossil fuel burning Finger Lakes facility failed to show it could operate in line with the Empire State's climate goals. Free abort pills urged. Consult polls one clinics to offer RX to all in wake of Roe versus Wade reversal. Legislation rolled out by a group of Democratic City Council members Thursday would make abortion pills available for free at dozens of health clinics across the five boroughs, an effort aimed directly at counteracting the Supreme Court's recent reversal of the landmark Roe versus Wade ruling on reproductive rights. Feds to probe sex crime unit. Assault victims claim a re-traumatizing treatment by NYPD. And search for mass killer. Cops look to quiz baby's dad, like I said, and they say that he beat victim during pregnancy. And she has another kid with another man, too. So, I don't know about that one. And what happened really was, the young mother who had an older child with another man was pushing her 3-month-old in a stroller on East 95th Street and Lexington Avenue, just a few steps from Samuel Seabury Playground, where a man dressed in black stormed up and shot her point blank in the back of the head about 8:30 p.m. on Wednesday. In the motherfucking Manhattan, bro. This is Harlem, beginning of Harlem. It's not even a beginning of Harlem. Because, like, there's, like, downtown Manhattan, and Harlem is the uptown Manhattan. So the uptown Manhattan didn't even start it, you know what I mean? Like, after 110, it's uptown. That's what I think. So the police department really believed that was not a random shooting. The victim was targeted, and PD is still conducting an ongoing investigation, so any updates, you know, I will let you know. And then decomposed body found under couch in Queens apartment. They found badly decomposed body under a couch in Queens. The man appeared to have been dead for at least a couple of weeks and had trauma injury on his back. Also, man, it's in Jamaica Avenue near 77th Street in Woodhaven. Oh my god. Also Jamaica. You see, yesterday I mentioned there's a killer in Jamaica, Queens. The landlord called the police at 1 p.m. in the afternoon Wednesday, which means 2 days ago. They also working on it to identify this man, because he needs to have an autopsy. And on a Brooklyn street, man fatally stabbed 22-year-old man was stabbed to death on Brooklyn street corner. It was early Thursday. Zion Zeno was stabbed in the chest near Newport and Straw Streets in Brownsville. It was 12:35 a.m. They rushed him to Hospital Brookdale, and he could not be saved. He lived in Canarsie. Oh my God, he belonged to a gang called Haitian Mafia. Oh man, they're trying to see, was that a factor in slaying? Nobody arrested, of course. Love Triangle slay suspect is arrested. A woman accused of a love triangle killing in Texas was caught in Costa Rica after a flight from justice that took her to New York. Caitlin Armstrong, 34-year-old, is accused of killing world-class cyclist Anna Maria Wilson in May. They arrested her like 2 days ago in Santa Teresa Beach Hotel. She's from Austin, Texas, and used fake passport to fly from Newark Airport to Costa Rica on evening of May 18, the Marshal Service said. She raised $12,200 by selling her SUV 5 days earlier. Then she flew from Texas to LaGuardia Airport, made her way to Newark, and then fled the country. On a video, they have recorded a vehicle outside a home where Wilson was found dead. An arrest affidavit. The victim was from Vermont originally, and she was shot several times in an Austin apartment in May 11. The 25-year-old athlete had been in Austin for a 157-mile race. Oh my God. CNN reported in May that Wilson and Armstrong both had romantic relationships with the same man. Austin police said on the night of Wilson's death that her shooting did not appear to be a random act. Yep, and on May 17, they issued a homicide warrant for this lady, 34-year-old Caitlin. The woman, the victim, she was also known as Ma, and was highly regarded gravel and mountain bike racer. She was dating a cyclist, Colin Strickland, who was also Caitlin's long-time boyfriend. Okay, so how did they met? Dude and a victim relationship began when he and his woman was on a break that began with a temporary split in October last year. And he is cooperating with investigation, and they do not consider him a suspect. Wow. So I think once it don't really seem like, I think he was like this lady's long time boyfriend, but they don't give you right that you go and kill somebody. Deal with that man. It's not her fault. Maybe she don't even know. And look at it. Like, I wish we could like really go back in time and change it, but we can't. So that's just my opinion. That's stupid as hell. Oh my God, if you ever want to listen to something boring, this is it. DNA science versus guns. NYPD launches forensic team focusing on firearms crimes. see again these models, mayor and whatnot. COVID climbs across globe. City holding at medium alert as restrictions have eased. COVID cases are on the rise again around the world. Even as vaccinations have greatly cut down hospitalizations and deaths. More than 4.1 million cases were reported globally last week, up 18% over the previous week, according to the WHO. This pandemic is changing, but it's not over. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said, His concern is that countries have gotten lax on tracking cases and transmission, even as the most vulnerable populations, particularly the elderly and healthcare workers, remain unvaccinated. I want to say to give RX Paxlovid to patients positive for virus. Coronavirus testing sites in the city will begin issuing the antiviral COVID drug Paxlovid to people who test positive for the virus as part of the city's new test to treat initiative, the first of its kind in U.S. Mayor Adams announced the plan Thursday alongside White House COVID-19 response coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha, and several top city health officials in Inwood. This new public health service will help all New Yorkers get access to life-saving treatments, Adams' mayor said outside an Inwood pharmacy, a partner in the program. COVID may still be a fact of life, but it doesn't have to be the cause of death. That is what we'll continue to say. It's preventable, it's treatable, and caught early, the treatment is really part of what's keeping us moving forward. Okay, mayor. Goodness, and they said Joe goes abroad and rips court over Roe. Blast outrageous conservatives at NATO meet in Spain. I can understand why the American people are frustrated because of what the Supreme Court did. President Biden on Thursday denounced the Supreme Court's decision rolling back abortion rights as he took credit for the strengthening the NATO alliance to counter Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a rare swipe at a major American institution while abroad, Biden blasted the top court for scuttling the landmark Roe v. Wade and its holding of a constitutional right to privacy. America is a better position to lead the world than we ever have been, Biden said in a press conference at the end of a NATO summit in Madrid. But one thing that has been destabilizing is the outrageous behavior of the Supreme Court of the United States in overruling not only Roe v. Wade, but essentially challenging the right to privacy. He added that Americans have every right to fear the conservative justices may now roll back same-sex marriage and other widely held rights. Yo, I'm telling you, they want to go back to this damn Tudor time, 16th century. Bitch, I slapped the shit out of whole Europe. The fuck out of here. Motherfucker, I come back over there, I beat the shit out of every single one person over there. Oh my God, shouldn't be violent at ever, you know? So that's why I'm here. I don't want to be nothing violent. Anyway, people need to calm down. We're not going backwards. We're not going to let the people put the boot on our freaking neck. We're trying to get the boot off our neck. Because if we parents is constricted, then our little sons, when they little, they won't have shit either. They're going to feel. So y'all better vote for us. Okay, women. You see women anywhere, vote for that bitch. I don't care what color she is. If she's purple over there. Or if she's yellow. Or she's, I don't know what. Just please, support women. Okay? Even trans women. Okay? Because we all, you know, we just want privacy. Whatever we want. And leave us alone. And we're going to do whatever you need to have done. Just, we're going to be good citizens, I think. I would. But anyway, I'm not. I would never do the abortion. But never say never. You never know what can happen. Because sometimes you can't prevent some stuff, you know. Sometimes you don't know. Let's say I get the prolapse on my anus and I'm pregnant. So how are you going to do that? You know what I mean? So they probably have the ways around it and around it. They probably want to have women to be more on top of it, to be responsible, not irresponsible. But then again, we just don't want to go back into the era that we came out of. We just want to go forward. We want to have stuff available for women, not unavailable. Which I, anyway, you know, I'm not every single woman in the world, so I can't judge everybody by how I'm running my stuff. Maybe I'm not, you know, I would never do abortion myself, but if the other woman wants to do that, and I'm nobody to stop her. Like, why would I tell her that, you know what I mean? I don't know. I think it somehow feels like we should. But then again, it's like, if she's sick, you understand what I mean? If she's sick and she can't bear the kid, what are we going to do? Kill her to have the baby? You know what I mean? It's like, I don't know. It's like you wanna give the rights to the mom and you wanna give the rights to the baby too. But it's not, they keep saying it's not baby yet, whatever. Alright, so I just kinda like went away. Because I saw this black woman here, yeah. History made in court. Brown Jackson sworn in. First black woman to join Supremes. Yay! Yes, woman, yes. Biden was right in extending Trump asylum policy. She's so sweet. Look at her. So adorable. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson was sworn in Thursday as the first black woman to serve on Supreme Court, replacing the retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. Yes, Mom. Yes. Who administered a judicial oath at her ceremony. Oh my God, I think she's a... Was any other woman ever there? Jackson, 51-year-old jurist who was raised in Miami, was confirmed by the Senate in April after Breyer announced his plans to step down. Breyer, an appointee of President Biden, why are you like gonna announce something? Is your job done and you just go away? He was 27 years a consistent liberal voice on the court. Okay. Chief Justice John Roberts administered Jackson's constitutional oath at an afternoon ceremony in Supreme Court's West Conference Room. I'm pleased to welcome Justice Jackson to the court and to our common calling. Roberts said to applause before shaking Jackson's hand. Her arrival was not expected to alter the ideological balance of the court, which has had 6-3 conservative majorities since Justice Amy Coney Barrett replaced the late liberal Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 2020, but it still served as a watershed moment, a long overdue shattering of a glass ceiling of black women in America. And it came as a potent victory for President Biden, who made 2020 campaign pledge to put a black woman on Supreme Court. Yes, yes. Finally. Oh, they gave her a rough time, yo. In New York, Governor Hochul, a Democrat, offered congratulations to court's new member, predict on Twitter that Jackson will serve with an unshakable commitment to equal justice and the rights of all Americans. Yes, congratulate you black Americans. You deserve it to have somebody of yours there. And I love it. I'm so happy for black people. Oh my God. But my family. Yeah, my family, bro. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a New York Democrat, tweeted a message of praise directed at Jackson. You're brilliant, beloved, and belong on the Supreme Court. Yeah, she has some good answers for them that like, I will answer that way. And I was like, I was thinking, just bugging, you know, it can't be. Yeah. I don't care how she judging, just put that black woman there. Let me see how a black woman do something. I'm tired of looking at these stupid ass seniors. And look how she pretty, even looking pretty. I feel like she shines. We're gonna see, you know, I don't know. I think, oh yeah, she's a graduate of Harvard College. Harvard Law School, and she served in U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. This lady didn't do just like nothing and then came there. Nope, she did a lot. She became 116th Justice on the Supreme Court and 6th woman and 3rd black member. But they say she's a first black woman, so it was 2 black men before. She said 4 of the 6 women are currently on a 9-member court: Jackson, Barrett, Elena, Kagan, and Sonia Sotomayor. Her arrival also suggests that the court's entire liberal bloc will now be made up of women, while all but one of the conservative members are men. The move by the conservative bloc to unwind Roe v. Wade delighted Republicans and some religious groups, but also unleashed an outpouring of outrage about healthcare access for women, opening the door for about half of the states in the U.S. to issue broad bans on abortion. They're gonna do it even in other places, not just America. But I don't know, I think I think there's like natality and mortality, and it depends which one is going up and down. If they say that that we're not populating enough, you think they're gonna allow you to kill the baby? And we're about to be extinct, literally. I don't know, just like, if you don't want a baby, just give the baby to somebody who wanna have a baby, because some people can't even have a baby, can't even see the future because they can't have a baby. And their whole future is ruined because they can't love a little human. And believe me, when if something happened to somebody's kid, I cry like it was mine, because I also don't want nothing to happen to the kid. So you can you tell me how can I love more my kid than somebody else's when both of their lives is important? If they was in front of me, I don't want another one of them go. I want to see them happy, beautiful, getting along, friends. They don't want to be friends. You don't want to be friends, go whatever, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, just live your life happy. Just, I wish it was no hate. I wish there was no hate between people, and we didn't have to do all these things. A little less of these things if it was just no one, if we knew how to fix this behavior in people, and everybody will be like productive people of society. Okay, so then spring gas pans, court, Clean Air Act doesn't let feds cap carbon emissions. When the court appoints itself instead of Congress or an expert agency, the decision maker on climate policy, I cannot think of many things more frightening. Justice Elena Kagan said that. In Washington, In a blow to the fight against climate change, the Supreme Court on Thursday limited how the nation's main anti-air pollution law can be used to reduce carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. By 6-3 vote with conservatives in the majority, the court said that the Clean Air Act does not give an Environmental Protection Agency broad authority to regulate greenhouse gas emissions from power plants that contribute to global warming. The court's ruling could complicate the administration's plans to combat climate change. Its proposal to regulate power plant emissions is expected by the end of the year, and President Biden aims to cut the nation's greenhouse gas emissions in half by the end of the decade and to have an emissions-free power sector by 2035. Power plants account for roughly 30% of carbon dioxide output. Capping carbon dioxide emissions at a level that will force a nationwide transition away from the use of coal to generate electricity may be a sensible solution to the crisis of the day. Chief Justice John Roberts, he said that, stated his opinion for the court. He also said that the Clean Air Act doesn't give EPA the authority to do so, and the Congress must speak clearly on this subject. A decision of such magnitude and consequence rests with Congress itself or an agency acting pursuant to a clear delegation from that representative body. Yep. And then Russians leave strategic spot, give up Snake Island, site of early face-off, focus on Donbass. And Trump panel's demise means new lease on life for city Virginia hospitals, something like that. Or VA hospitals. No, veterans hospitals. It's a two Veterans Affairs hospitals in New York City that were left on life support under a proposal to a downsizing commission are now set to stay open after Senate leaders said they intend to scrap the commission. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, who had fought for the future of the medical centers in Manhattan and Brooklyn, celebrated the expected demise of the so-called Air Commission. We must invest further in bolstering our veteran healthcare facilities, not strip them away, and the previous plan missed the mark in ensuring the needs of our local vets came first. Wow, he had joined Senator Kristen Gillibrand in pushing against the commission's recommendations, which also threatened the Veterans Affairs Hospital in Hudson Valley. Under plans released in March by the Veterans Affairs Department, hospitals in Manhattan, Brooklyn, and Wappingers Falls would close, part of a national modernization project for Veterans Affairs Medical Centers. So, and lies can become terminal. Pratt tells how series deals with search for truth, loyalty, and revenge. Chris Pratt was more interested in telling the truth about the military-industrial complex than glorifying war and terminalists. The Prime Video action series premiering Friday and based on the novel of the same name by Jack Carr starts Pratt as a Lieutenant Commander James Reese, the lone survivor of an ambush on Navy SEALs while on a covert mission in Syria, but come back home in San Francisco, Reese's mission to find the truth is just starting. At its core, it's a story of finding truth and administering justice and the various ways that justice can be served, whether it's through accountability and a legal process or through vengeance and spilling of blood. He told to the news, it's a story of resonating relationships and the impact of profound loss, whether we're talking about troop or loved ones. Cart is a former Navy SEAL sniper, allowing him to imbue the book with first-hand knowledge and details. For the TV show, the production team brought in technical advisors, producer, and writer with military experience to provide that authenticity. A holiday offers real treats, lots of new movies you get bang out of either streaming or in theaters. Minions, The Rise of Gru, The Princess, The Forgiven, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, Top Gun Maverick, Elvis, Lightyear, and Jurassic World Dominion. What awaits Ghislaine Maxwell behind bars? The people have spoken, and Ghislaine Maxwell has been sentenced to 240 months behind bars. To the average person who's never been locked up, this would seem unfathomable, especially at age 60. Still, the prison experience is in some measure what you make it. I spent a year in a garbage disposal that was and still is the Metropolitan Correctional Center. And while I never ever want to repeat it, the experience wasn't all terrible. Some inmates are simply incorrigible. They will whine about everything and all none of their indiscretions. Any attempts and constructive activity or rehabilitation are nowhere to be found. They will remain defiant until the day they die. Others take a different view. During my time inside, I decided to work and read as much as possible, regardless of the slave wages. I took as many jobs as the system would allow. Mopping floors, wiping down counters, opening and traying hundreds of pounds of canned vegetables, loading an industrial dishwasher, clerical work, and watching suicidal inmates. I did it all for ranging from 6 to 40 cents per hour, mostly in a 6 cent range. And I won't ever bother to list all the classics I read. The point is, I decided that working and reading were the constructive activities I would employ to make the hours go by more quickly. From all indications, Maxwell has taken the high road rather than sit and soak marinate in her bowels. Prison officials report that she helped other women with their GED coursework and been sociable overall. There is a component to prison life that some people and even inmates subjected to being locked up don't understand. That is the proximity to your friends, assuming you can make some prisoners enjoy. I found one or two guys whose company I really liked. To hang with them on outside required a considerable commute, but in prison, they were both a 20 steps walk away. No matter where your designated upon sentencing or the people with whom you incarcerated, chances are you'll find a kinder spirit or two. Inmates in the right frame of mind will grab whatever silver lining lies within those walls. But 240 months is 20 years, you say, and intolerable? The number is a bit deceptive. In federal system, inmates receive 15% of their captivity for good time. Good time is not a difficult score. It simply means you stay out of trouble, not that you're a model inmate, as they call the best of the worst. So, she'll lose 3 years of her stay right there. The Second Chance Act, which actually preceded the First Step Act, affords older inmates who don't pose a threat to the community and 30% sentence reduction. They do not have to serve a portion of that 30% in home confinement, but being locked up at home is a step up from being in prison. The federal system also includes halfway house time. Depending on the length of a prisoner's sentence, he or she will be afforded the opportunity to spend a significant part of that time residing in a privately run facility from which they can leave for work and essential chores. It's not like going home, but again, preferable to prison. And then you take all that in account and bear in mind that Maxwell has already been locked up for about a year, which counts toward her sentence time served. She'll likely be released around age 72. Her life is not over if she doesn't want it to be. Her boyfriend, Jeffrey Epstein, who I suicide watched and came to know well during my incarceration, was not all constructive mind she appears to be. Epstein was deadly afraid of prison and had no plans to adapt and deal with his reality. As entitled as he was, Epstein figured he'd be able to bond out, get a slap on the wrist, and continue on his merry way as he had done before. But when a judge denied his bail, the plane and island as collateral notwithstanding, the old boy spiraled down the hopper. Unlike his counterpart, he chose not to assimilate. General population wasn't for him.
He spent his stay in protective custody or in a suicide cell. An amount of that would make anybody want to kill himself. I don't know, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Epstein never said a word about her. But from what I read, in my own experience, inmates, both suicidal and as upbeat as could be given the circumstances, my intuition tells me she's going to make it. Her statement of contrition to the victims at sentencing, whether heartfelt or otherwise, indicates she's on the right path. But now she's probably thinking, one day at a time, I'm going to make it. I've been there myself. There's light at the end of the tunnel. Wow, that's crazy. The William Mercy wrote this, but guess what? Wow. Yeah, so that's what I thought. If you want to be a bad person and just constantly want to carry that with you, it's going to keep growing. And if you don't really get rid of it, and you don't want to be a good person, then it's like there's like two people in you, good person and bad person. And the good person can kill the bad person, and the bad person can kill the good person. So you gotta find a balance. You can be bad, but be bad working, be bad getting money, be bad being honest, you know what I mean? Like, be badly honest. Like, oh my goodness, I'm so honest. I hate myself. Like, I tell everybody everything, the truth. That's how I am. Badly honest. Oh, and the right propaganda network is hard at work. Oh my goodness, something's going on in New Jersey. I don't know what that means. More e-bike carnage. Two riders kill, another badly hurt in separate crashes. One rider is fighting for his life, and two other were killed. And Hell's Angels leader Barger dead at 83. The Hell's Angels head Hellraiser has taken the last ride. Man, 72, killed by cousin during Brooklyn apartment fight. 72-year-old man was beaten to death by his cousin during a wild fight in Brooklyn apartment early yesterday. The police was called to apartment on Kosciuszko Street near Marcy Avenue in Bed-Stuy at 4:30 early in the morning. They found victim dead in a bed and with massive head injury. His name was not released. At the scene was also victim's 60-year-old cousin. He admitted that he and the victim got into a fist fight that night. Didn't find no weapons or anything. But neighbors in the building didn't think anything of distant banging noises until detectives knocked on their doors early Thursday morning. Oh my god. Wow, so one man's fiance told him and said, there's a dead body up in the building on the second floor. So he came outside and saw the guy that was killed. He cried because he's disabled and he was sweet. These men lived in the building for years together, but recently moved downstairs to a second floor apartment. Wow. There was never no problem. I hope I wasn't in a stupid car right now. Alright, so I'll be back and do like a horoscope for you because that's all that's left. So, I'm gonna make the horoscope like that you're gonna be able to scroll down and just get your sign. But there will be like your emotional recovery from the awareness, alright? Later.